Okay, just a general little sample of showing an idea. I mean, what could be done with the Srimad Bhagavatam film wise or series? I'm reading now about Brahma creating the universe. So, I mean, I'm getting all this imagery, how this could be shown in a film, I guess with animation, artistically made 3D animation, I guess would be best. There we have Brahma, and he has just created a universe, a cosmos, with all these different species of life. It has just been described in the second canto, or I'm there somewhere in the second, third. And he's looking at it, and I think this is from the third. And he is kind of going, oof. Because what he has created is, it goes down into thick darkness. I mean, he created the deepest ignorance down there at the bottom, you know, which is actually there at the bottom of this cosmos, life-wise. The lowest species of life like that. And even we humans can be pretty much in darkness sometimes. So he saw this and he thought, oh gosh, what have I done? Just imagine this now as a film. And then he decides, you know, I have to compensate. Let me beget children or whatever, create people here who are... four of them, one in each direction, or whatever he thinks. No, five. Anyway. Who are enlightened, who are on the, you know, can see the platform of eternity, the reality behind all of this, so they don't, you know, fall down into that black hole, and they are supposed, and they can beget children, and of course he must have created their wives too or something, I'm not sure, but they can beget children and very nice, bright, enlightened souls who can you know, shine up this dark mess or compensate for this dark mess down there. So, but then they, you know, they stand there around him and they go like, Father, we have decided, you know, we don't want to go down into that world. We belong to the Sanatan. Of course, they are the Sanat Kumaras. Well, they are Ashvini Kumaras. No, wait a minute, they are different. Sanat Kumaras. And then he stands there in the middle and is saying, but what are you saying? I begot you to populate the cosmos, to get families and... How dare you? And he goes angry, and as he goes angry, out of his forehead comes that little angry baby, blue and red. And we should show this in the film here in such a way that you can really understand that his emotions and his desires and, you know, everything that goes on in his life, Brahma, they cause creations because he's a creator. So poof, anger, I'm angry, poof, comes out as Rudra, anger personified basically, who then runs around in the room asking, what's my duty? What am I supposed to do? And Brahma has to take care of that kid too. And he's like, oh, you can do this and this and that, giving him some, there is there in the Bhagavatam. This is just plain Bhagavatam. And these Kumaras could stand there looking at all this. And the story goes on from there. And I can see it as a kind of comical story a bit too, but wise and very elevated, you can see. So, yeah.